My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
American woman, listen what I say.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are a lot of you on the move, and I mean moving and grooving and getting the heck out of Dodge. We have a record number of people on the move traveling this holiday weekend. And so this Thursday night, well, it's getaway night for a lot of people who either work from home, quote unquote, and will be working from the road on Friday, or they just took off the day so they could have a longer holiday weekend. It's Labor Day weekend on the horizon. Happy almost Friday to you, but I know a lot of you are already on the move. You are heading out of town. You're going to get to your destination a little bit early. And because of that, some of you may be listening to the show for the first time, listening to the first show in a long time, meaning you haven't heard us in quite a while. And whatever the case is, we're glad to have you with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me at A-Law Radio. If you'd like to take our poll, well, it's still live. Kind of proud of this one. We've gotten a ton of traffic. And this goes back to Wednesday evening's WNBA games. But if you would like to vote, the WNBA Rookie of the Year is whom? Is it Caitlin Clark? Is it Angel Reese? It's on both of our social media sites, so you can go ahead and vote there. But we turn our attention on this Thursday night to college football. We are catapulting forward into week one of college football with not only a few games and some fairly dramatic highlights that fit the reel. Trust me, you will see these over and over. If you haven't heard the name Travis Hunter, you will in the next 12 hours. So not only will we look at this game from Thursday night, but also looking ahead to what will be a dynamic Saturday. And there are games Friday. There's also a couple of games on Sunday. Saturday is the full slate. So I'm excited about it. I know you are as well. College football is a religion. It's a lifeblood in many parts of the country. It's not quite nationwide the way that the NFL is, but it's the second most popular sport in the United States, only to the NFL. And it is a big business to the point where it's looking a lot more like a pro sport than it ever has before. And so to that end, we will welcome our friend Josh Pate. He's a little crazy. He's kind of like your crazy cousin that you can always expect to liven up a family gathering, a family get-together. He rarely stays in one place for too long, but he's based in Nashville. He's a late-night guy. He not only enjoys being up and watching all the games, but he also works hard on his product. He's got Josh Pate's college football show. He's also with CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. We always say we're going to have him on the show more than once a year, but his schedule's busy. Our schedule is pretty packed, too, when it gets to the fall. But we'll welcome him with his humor and his irreverence and his knowledge. He's got a very unique story with some new chapters to it that we'll have a chance to ask him about. Also, I have a surprise for him. I told you this on our last show. I've been working on this. I've got a surprise for him based on what I know about his show and a couple of the fun contests that he does in the fall. So all of that, I mean, it's a lot, but I promise he can deliver. Coming up an hour from now when Josh will join us in the wake of these Thursday night games, but also looking ahead to what's to come this weekend. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. And then our social media available for you. Niners fans, I wonder if you're feeling a huge sigh of relief, maybe a collective exhale, because it happened. We do have a new contract for Brandon Ayuk, right? So it's not just Ayuk, it's also Trent Williams, but this has really been the shadow over the Niners' training camp and preseason. It's been like a very dark cloud, and multiple times it seemed like he would get traded out of the Bay Area to another team. We heard Steelers. We heard Browns. We heard Commanders. We heard Patriots. All possibilities. I think some of that might have been overblown. But finally, this wild ride has come to a stop, because Ayuk is staying with the Niners. After 6 months of will he or won't he, will they or won't they, does he stay, does he go, the Niners and Brandon Ayuk have decided the best thing is for them to stay connected. And so here's what we know. The terms, according to multiple sources, 4 years, $120 million. You all can do that math, right? $30 million annually, and according to Adam Schefter, this is the same deal that the Niners offered him 2 weeks ago. It hasn't changed. It's been on the table from the team going back to the middle of the month. $76 million guaranteed is the report, and $47 million of that will be paid after next season, or I should say between now and when the next NFL league year begins. All right, so more than half of the guaranteed money will be paid out to Brandon Ayuk between now and next spring, which is, I'm sure, an attractive element of the deal. This is right after Brandon Ayuk skipped practice on Wednesday, though he'd been cleared by doctors. After his coach and his GM said publicly they expected him to practice. He also missed practice on Thursday, but then the announcement came. And so he's got a week and a half to get ready for the Niners' first game. Just as a side note, while we're talking about first games, this time next week, we'll be talking about the opener between the Ravens and the Chiefs at Arrowhead, and we'll be looking ahead to the Friday game in Brazil, as well as the full slate on that Sunday, week one. You guys, it's a week away. The NFL season starts a week from now. So ultimately, the Niners get what they want. Brandon Ayuk stays in the fold. They don't have to change their offer. But they do have a very expensive payroll. Pretty top heavy when it comes to their playmakers. Nick Bosa, $34 million a year. Brandon Ayuk, $30 million a year. Deebo Samuel, nearly $24 million a year. Now, Trent Williams, he's awaiting a new deal. He wants to be paid closer to the best in the business at his position. Right now, only making $23 million per year. You've got a Brock Purdy who will have to be paid as well. Christian McCaffrey, who's seen his deal reworked a couple times, he's making $19 million per year. Kittle, George Kittle, making $15 million per year. They're the only team to start this NFL season with eight players earning at least $15 million this season. Wowzers. And again, they keep Brandon Ayuk, and now they have to deal with Trent Williams in that situation. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We've seen a bunch of wide receivers get paid. Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jaylen Waddle, Justin Jefferson, most recently CeeDee Lamb, and now Brandon Ayuk. And while he isn't setting a new record, he's not getting the most ever for a wide receiver, second highest non-paid quarterback, blah, blah, blah. He does get a deal that gives him a hell of a lot of guaranteed money and puts him at $30 million per year. For a wide receiver, you go back, say, 10 years, unheard of. Good for him. Mostly good for Brock Purdy, good for the Shanahan offense. And this is one disaster averted, similar to the Dallas Cowboys, in that they can move forward and know that he'll be part of their team. Now, will it take him a little longer to get up to football speed? Maybe. But a lot of the first month of the season is like that and is worth that. So, yes, big news, which is good because we've been talking about it for weeks. And it really started 6 months ago. Be anxious to see him on the field and how it works out, right? Be anxious to see how quickly they can get into a rhythm offensively. I wish, though, just for the sake of knowing how close they were to trading him. I think kind of the benefit of the Niners dealing with these situations is that they need to. They'll stand pat. They'll stay patient. This is not the first time. They've had a bunch of different guys who have either held out, held in, or asked for a trade. And a bunch of those guys are still with the team. So a lot of the guys that I just listed as being highly paid, highly compensated, and making up that group of guys for the Niners that make more than $15 million per year, a lot of those guys also went through a stretch where the negotiations may have been a bit tense, tempestuous, even acrimonious. But ultimately, after allowing Ayuk to go and see where the grass might be greener, he realizes that not only can he get paid $30 million per year with a lot of guaranteed money, but he can also be on a team that should compete for a championship, right? They've got a track record, and I'd said this recently, the only thing that can derail the Niners, outside of injuries, which are a risk for any team, the only thing that can derail the Niners are the Niners. if they do what they've done for the past, whatever, how many years? I guess once Kyle Shanahan got through his first year, brought in Jimmy Garoppolo. I know people are going to point to all his injuries, and yes, he was on and off the field. But when he was healthy and playing, the Niners won. And they did go to a Super Bowl. And they did have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Obviously, they've been a couple times since. And it's been frustrating for sure. Unable to close that deal. But they still have a team that continues to gain experience. They have a team that has all the pieces in place. Unfortunately for them, they've run into the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes twice. And then think about the NFC Championship the year before, getting back to that level. What happened? Well, Brock Purdy got hurt and they were down a quarterback. But they had an incredible run after Purdy took over. So most of the questions about the Niners have been answered. Waiting on the Trent Williams deal. But honestly, they are the team to beat in the NFC, along with Lions. And I would say really giving the nod to the Niners only because of their recent experience and their recent success. We'll see if the Eagles can get back to that status. What about the Cowboys? Jerry Jones may say he's all in. Can they be as good as last season and not get steamrolled in the wild card round? Ooh, these questions. We'll begin to answer them coming up very soon. All right, straight ahead. Speaking of Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones, he's been talking about Dak and the contract and their negotiations, kind of. He really goes around and around in circles. But Dak Prescott speaking very pointedly about his contract status. We got a couple of guys joining new teams, like Dalvin Cook, part of that Cowboys running back roster. Mike Williams, he's healthy and ready to go, starting fresh. There's a lot of question marks still about Ja'Marr Chase and what happens there. But with the countdown, inside of, 10 days until that Sunday, week one, well, there's a sense of urgency now. Oh, and the Bengals at least know who they'll be facing as the opposing quarterback. So we got a lot to talk about. I love it. I wouldn't call it preview. We can't get that gung-ho. But it's close enough to smell. And you know what football smells like. Hey, if you haven't joined us on Survivor Island, it's time. And I say that, I'm such a hypocrite. I have not yet either downloaded. I don't need to download. I have not yet opened up the link so that I can log in and find my spot on the island again in 2024. So I haven't done it yet. I will, but I'm retweeting it again just because I want you guys to know. If you're listening, you haven't heard the show in a long time, you're out of your typical routine, you're driving, you're traveling, maybe you're packing at the last second. Oh, heavens, I pack at the last second. We've had a bunch of you join us. Haven't heard yet that the newest island is filled, but it is our fourth island. We have three others where the invitations were to return, repeat, jump back on the island again. The boat is going back out there to drop you off. And so in that case, you can either use the link that was sent to your email if you play with us before, or you can join this brand new island. You've got until next Sunday at noon Eastern. That's 9 a.m. Pacific. So you do have until the full Sunday week one games are about to kick off, an hour before those kicks. unless you want to pick the Thursday or Friday game. If you want to do that, well, you have to pick more quickly. Just don't wait till the last second. What if something goes wrong? What if you can't remember the email? What if you can't decide on your pick? So I just retweeted, Survivor Island, baby, pretty soon. Pretty soon, the picks have to be not just made, but saved. Don't forget to save your picks. 855-212-4227. Remember this time last year, we really didn't understand the hype that was Deion Sanders at Colorado. It took off like a meteorite. That doesn't make any sense. Well, it did. It took off like a meteorite across the sky, hurtling through deep space. Or if you will, it took off like a rocket. I say that instead of a buffalo because I know they can get up to top speeds, but they don't take off very quickly. Well, it's not quite the same atmosphere as Deion Sanders starts his second year, but boy, do they have one of the top athletes in the entire United States. And his skills were on full display on Thursday night. Get to know the name Travis Hunter. Love to hear from you. If you're on your way to a holiday destination, a cookout. Might be fun to do a Labor Day cookout question. You know how much we love food around here. I'll think about it. I'll process. And then we'll work it out. Thanks for hanging. Happy almost Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
First down and 10 now inside Bison territory at the 41-yard line. Slot either side, ball left hash mark. Shadur is out of the shotgun. He's got Charlie to his right. Snap, looks, whips it on out there. Long throw, grab Travis Hunter, circles around, down the sideline. There he goes, the most dynamic player in college football. Touches the ball for the first time. Touchdown, touchdown Colorado. Travis Hunter from 41 yards out. And the Buffs take the lead. 6-3.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
First time he touches the ball, it's a 41-yard touchdown. That's Travis Hunter from Shadur Sanders and Colorado off and running. But that was just the beginning. If you're watching social media or following along with the trends a few hours ago, it was all about Travis Hunter and the types of moves that he can make, the talent that he's got. When was the last time you heard two-way player? This is a guy who might literally be able to do it all.
Third down and three now for the 13-yard line. Bubble is 2 of 5 on third down. Shadur, RPO, throws this one right side. Comeback, leaping grab, end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Who is that masked man? Travis Hunter makes the grab, and the 100th career touchdown of Shadur Sanders. And those two, they have ESP, those two, the way they connect. A shotgun snap taken by Shadur, throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up, makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! He's an alien. He's a freak. He's a mutant. He's the best player in college football. And the Buffaloes take a 10-point lead, 30-20.
He finishes with 7 catches, 132 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the offensive side of the ball. The calls there on the Colorado Buffaloes radio network. Not a bad way to start. And as much as you could say, hey, they didn't blow out their opponent, this wasn't all that impressive. Hey, a win is a win is a win is a win. And Sanders threw for nearly 450 yards and 4 touchdowns. So this is now year 2 under his dad, who, like everyone else, is raving about Travis Hunter.
Travis is so explosive. We called it. We said that, you know, you playing against some guys it's a pretty tough matchup for anybody. But then when you bailing and you let him catch it and face you up, that's the problem. And he did what he does. Travis is a phenomenal player.
The catch that you've got to see, I'll find a still photo if I can. It was fairly acrobatic. Not quite the same stretch out move as an Odell Beckham Jr., but the same type of highlight reel potential. He's got a defensive back who's draped all over him in the end zone, as in kind of covering him, but I mean taking cover too far. Arms, legs, body, he's seemingly swallowed up. And instead, not only does he get into the end zone, turn back toward the football, but then the ball is off the mark a bit. It's to his inside. He goes underneath the arm of the defensive back and secures the football. This is, by the way, his day job. The other half of what he does, his night job, if you will, is playing the whole game at cornerback. So that gives him maybe an edge, an advantage, not certainly in how exhausted he is, but gives him an edge or an advantage when it comes to thinking like the DBs think, because he is one of them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I put a post up. Are you ready? I don't have any gift to it, though. Maybe I should delete it, put up a gift. A gift. That, too. Must have at your Labor Day cookout. Go. Now, we're going to do a cookout at my house. We're having a friend over. But I will be laboring on Labor Day. So don't you worry. I'll be here on Sunday night. Be here again on Monday night. Producer Pete's first show is Monday night into Tuesday morning. So as many people are getting back to their jobs. Oh, gosh. As kiddos and families are preparing for the school year. Oh, taking lots of pictures. First day, fourth grade. You know, those popular photos that take over social the next couple of weeks and actually have been happening in the South and parts of the Midwest and the West for the last couple of weeks already, just because kids go back to school a lot earlier in other parts of the country outside of the Northeast. So my neighborhood in New Jersey, they don't go back till after Labor Day, but also don't get out until mid-June or in some cases third week in June. But my mom's school, they were always back in early August. I've got friends in Georgia, say, and Texas, whose kids are in school now for 3 weeks. So yeah, everybody starts at different times, or a lot of the region start at different times. But coming up next week, there'll be more of those back-to-school photos. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about After Hours swag and wanting to give it away before we hit the football season with 4 pieces of swag left. I've received some pretty sweet messages. I was looking for listeners who would wear smalls and mediums. I'm pretty excited about the fact that I found some female listeners who are interested in wearing the After Hours swag. But I still have one big extra large. Wonder if I should save it. Save it for the survivor of Survivor Island, the lone survivor. Maybe I will. We'll see. Still thinking about it. But make sure you find me online at A-Law Radio. And then if you have a must-have, it's your Labor Day cookout. I've actually started making, well, a couple of things that I think are critical. Yes, you can have all the staples. We're going to do a cookout with probably burgers and sausages, corn on the cob. My husband does something else called corn ribs. If those of you, if you know what that is, awesome. They're delicious. He seasons them. I'd never heard of corn ribs before. That maybe that makes me uncool in the South, but I'd never had a corn rib before. Oh my goodness, couldn't stop eating them. So we're pretty excited. We're going Saturday morning to get all the materials and supplies that we need for our Sunday cookout. We're doing it Sunday because we're both working Monday. But I've recently decided that I have this Mexican street corn recipe that must go with any cookout. So I'm going to make that. He'll make his corn on the cob. I'm going to make my Mexican street corn. It's like a salad, I guess. If I need to explain it, it is creamy based. I actually use plain Greek yogurt as opposed to mayonnaise because I don't like mayonnaise. You can use sour cream if you want to use that too. And then I have something else that really for the last few years at every cookout I've made available. Even if I have to go to someone else's house, this is what I take. My horseradish dip. Oh, it's so good for vegetables. Actually, some meats. It's terrific with steak. So horseradish dip. And then a Mexican street corn. While the Hubs does all the rest of the cooking, and like I said, we have a neighbor coming over. He may bring some food as well. I'm going with the sides and with the horseradish dip. Is your mouth watering? See, I love these shows where we can talk about food. Must have at your Labor Day cookout. I'll put up the post on our Facebook page. Right now it's online at A-Law Radio. You can also use our show account at Amy After Hours. Good to have you with us. We're just getting started, but I know these next few hours are going to go fast. Top of the hour, we're going to dive into college football. Yeah, it's great when it's just about college, when it's just about student athletes, when it's just about the games, the results, the pomp, the circumstance. Oh, no, it's not about that anymore. It's about the money. Goodness. It's about teams hiring general managers. It is a wild world in college football. We'll try to sort through some of it with our friend Josh Pate when he joins us.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Hola! It's After Hours, final show of the work week. In fact, this first hour's gone pretty quickly, and I'm really excited about our conversation with Josh Pate coming up. Joining us from Nashville, he's got Josh Pate's college football show. You may also see him on CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. He is a self-made man. Trust me when I say that's got a really unique story. I love his humor. There's nobody like him in media for a lot of reasons. We generally get to connect with him once a year. We try to do it more often. This is a big week for him. So I'll ask him about his latest business venture too. So I'm excited to welcome him back to the show. And yes, we'll talk about college football week number one. Really interested in some of the business that's consuming college football these days. Though I do believe once the games get underway and we have more upsets, like say the Florida State game, well then the attention will shift more to what's happening on the field and to this expanded playoff and what that means. But man, it's been a lot of transfer portal, a lot of talk about pay for play and millions of dollars these athletes are splitting. It's become so complicated that I imagine there are coaches out there who are so relieved when they get to this point in the season, but also wonder if it's worth it because it's a whole new world. It's something completely different than how they started if they've been in the business for, say, longer than 10 years. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. Haven't had a chance to put up my Labor Day cookout question yet, but I will. Also find me at A-Law Radio. Let's see. Let's talk to Baxter, who's in Michigan. Baxter, welcome to the show.
Amy, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Amy, I must admit, I was a caller last night. Well, I should say last morning. And I spoke to one of the, well, he's popular. What's his name? Brad Wrinkler or something like that.
Are you referring to the show before this one?
Yes.
Okay, his name is Bart Winkler.
I must admit.
His name is Bart Winkler.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
And everything went all right. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, he asked me specifically not to swear. And guess what? My power was out. It's one of those things where it just happened. I wanted to formally apologize on that aspect to the radio host. And I guess to yourself, too, because you're affiliated there, too, as well.
You don't need to apologize to me. It's fine.
Well, I think I do. I think I do. Did he call Colorado having trouble with North Dakota? Look at the scoreboard. 31-26, they could not even beat North Dakota, like, you know what I'm saying? Like in a big turnout. However, you know, and I get it. I get radio. I get it. You know, time is time again. You may say, well, this guy saw stuff again. Perhaps. But I just felt really, really bad about that. I didn't mean to get any co-hosts in trouble.
Okay, gotcha. We're good. Trouble. We're good, Baxter. You don't need to go on and on. That's a different show. It's not my show. Is there something else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I guess while we're on, what's your take on it? What's your take on it? I don't believe it. And I'm from Detroit. I don't believe that the Lions are going. I believe the Lions are going to go like 8-9 or 9-8 this year. What's your take?
Well, I don't have takes. I can give you my opinion based on what I know about the Lions and about Dan Campbell. That team is bought in, and that's a huge piece of it. They are not only building a winning culture, but they've got the experience of having made a bit of a run last year. But also, on both sides of the ball, they're pretty darn good. They've got some great pieces. They brought in a few more. I know they've already suffered a couple injuries, and they will have some competition in their own division. The Packers, I would expect to be better this year to build on their second half of the 23 season, plus the Bears. But I don't. I just said, plus the Bears in Chicago.
Oh,
but okay. I don't think that the NFC is nearly as stacked as the AFC. So I think that the Lions are in a good spot. But the confidence is a huge part of this. Recognizing they have all the pieces in place to win, I think is terrific. Yeah, bring the intensity, bring the fight, bring that, yeah, all of
so
that
saying,
that people love about
are
the
you
Lions.
Basically. Is this going to be a three-peat, which has never happened? Or are we going Baltimore Ravens style? Or what do we do? You think the AFC is going to take it this year, yes?
I have no idea. It's August. I don't know. I don't make predictions for the Super Bowl in August.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, sweet. Good. Glad we got that cleared up. Luke is in Pittsburgh. Luke, welcome to After Hours.
Amy, how you doing? Finally, nice to get through to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Listen to you all the time. I just have some questions. So here in Pittsburgh, the big hype is, you know, Russell Wilson got the nod for QB1. And myself, and I want to get your take because I respect your opinion. I think very knowledgeable woman. But I just don't think that he's – how do I want to say this? I just think Justin Fields deserves a chance because, A, he's younger. He put on a pretty good show in preseason. And I don't know. I just think I don't want it to be another, and I hope to God it's not, I don't want it to be another Kenny Pickett. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But I don't want it to be a Kenny Pickett type of deal where, you know, you lose, you start the season, I don't know, you lose two or three games, and then you're kind of, you know, you're like, oh, now we got to put Justin Fields in. I think you got to give the kid a shot. I mean, he's pretty hot in preseason, so I just think he deserves a chance. Honest to God, and I just wanted to get your take on it.
Okay, well, just to clarify, I think you and I have a different definition of being hot in preseason. Did he do a couple of nice things? Do we know he's athletic? Absolutely. Justin Fields is a great athlete, and that's not the issue. I think that it's more about the reading defense is getting settled into a new scheme. I think the experience factor is on the side of Russ, not to mention, you know, Mike Tomlin went out to get Russell Wilson for the express purpose of starting. So I don't know that Justin did enough to indicate that he would be better than Russell Wilson. But one of the things that Mike likes about Russ is that he's got a lot of years under his belt and he's got success. I mean, we're talking about a Super Bowl winner and he went to another Super Absolutely. Bowl as well. I know even at the end of last year, what we saw from him in cutting down on the turnovers, maybe not holding the ball as long. He looked like he had a real solid finish to last season, even though Sean Payton wasn't in any way interested in keeping him there in Denver. So there's a lot to like about Russ. He can make the throws. Is he going to scramble anymore? No. So that's one area where Justin, as you point out, is younger and is fresher. But also, if you can get him to stop hanging onto the ball so long, well, then right. you've got you can have a solid quarterback who doesn't put you in bad situations.
Do you mind if I ask one more question?
Just let me finish real quick.
I apologize.
One thing that I think is far more important, though, than whomever the starter is that they come out of the gate running the football. That's something yes. they did not do last year, and it really hurt them. Not only their poor start, but of course, it puts the defense in a really tough position when they can't make mistakes and there's such a small margin for error. So, yeah, Absolutely. They need to run the football. I like what we've seen from Cordarrelle Patterson. Feels like he's been in the league.
He's an animal.
Yeah, it feels like he's been in the league for about 20 years. He's in his early 30s, which is elderly for a running back. But between him and Najee Harris, if they can get rid of the football quickly, because obviously the offensive line has still got some question marks, they can get rid of the ball quickly. If they can run the ball and establish the run, that will help Russ. And so,
and this is no disrespect. I'm good. I didn't mean to interrupt, but
it's okay. You're good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just think, and this sounds so like cliche, but Najee, you just got to head downfield. That back and forth running. I mean, I'm been watching it from 27, watching, you know, whole life. You just got to give it to him and hit a hole, you know. It just seems like every time he gets the ball, he's just doing, for lack of term, just doing a little bit too much. And my last question is, if you don't mind, is would it be like asinizing to have a dual threat with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? Would that be far-fetched?
Yeah, I don't think that works at the pro level. I mean, I do like the idea that Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith, his offensive staff, are open to some packages that would highlight the skills of Justin Fields. But I think it makes it difficult for everybody when you've got two different guys who are throwing the football. It makes it difficult for receivers. I mean, think about George Pickens. He's adjusting to his fifth and sixth quarterbacks that he'll
yeah,
see?
Yeah, I think we're on six. Yeah.
Yeah, since he got into the NFL. The offensive line, too, until they can find some cohesion, it's kind of tough to be switching quarterbacks behind them. Cadence and all of that. So it doesn't, at the pro level, I don't think it's smart to go back and forth to two different QBs. While Justin might have some skills that Russ doesn't, I don't think the Steelers need to get flashy and crazy. What I think is they need to not turn the ball over, not have him get sacked 100 times per game, and run the football. So that those to me are keys. And then the defense really, I think, can hold its own. Thank you so much for your phone call,
Thank
Luke.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Amy.
You're welcome, Luke. Good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. Love to connect with you. We'll take more of your calls. But coming up next, Josh Pate of College Football Lore. He's got a great show on YouTube. He's also on CBS Sports. We'll talk about week one in college football and what is a wild, wild landscape as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.